Whether you are starting a business or running a business, maybe you're producing a podcast like The Kara Golden Show. Let's face it, it's always way harder than one might expect. Lots of little details, meticulous planning, producing product, guest coordination, editing, promoting each episode. It's all a ton of work. Managing merchandise, managing cases and book sales too, layer after layer of complexity. And if you're like me, looking for ways to operate more efficiently and effectively is the name of the game. That's why I'm going to let you in on a little secret. ShipStation, the tool that is here to help you, and you need to know all about it. With ShipStation, you can integrate with all the places you sell online, optimize your shipping, save costs and time. Personally, ShipStation has been a lifesaver for me. Its automation features allow me to manage orders from anywhere and print shipping labels with just a click. Seriously, it's that easy. And the cost savings? Unbelievable. With discounts up to 89% off carrier rates, you can't go wrong. Significant savings. And who doesn't want that? An easy-to-use dashboard, robust reporting. Oh, and did I mention that over 130,000 companies have leveraged ShipStation to grow their businesses? Not much churn either. 98% of them stay with ShipStation because it truly works. ShipStation is it. So if you're ready to streamline your shipping process and focus more on what you love, head over to ShipStation.com. The innovative tool that helps turn your shipping challenges into opportunities for growth. Go to ShipStation.com and use code KARA to sign up for your free 60-day trial. That's ShipStation.com, code KARA. Use code KARA for a free 60-day trial. That's ShipStation.com, promo code KARA.
It doesn't matter if you can afford to spend $500 on a t-shirt or $30 on a t-shirt. I think that everybody should be able to buy one that is beautiful, that, you know, washes really well, that holds up, that looks great with everything. You don't have to choose whether or not you wear this shirt with these jeans or this shirt with this suit. It should be versatile.
And so here we had this dilemma, this fact.
I've been almost a decade researching this subject.
Every aspect of your metabolic health improves.
From the Hint offices in San Francisco, I'm Kara Golden, founder and CEO of Hint. Welcome to Unstoppable, a podcast which shares successful founder and entrepreneur stories, like Jessica Herron, founder of Stella & Dot, tech maven Randy Zuckerberg, and Lisa Sugar, the creator of the multi-million dollar media company Pop Sugar. We dive deep into the entrepreneurial mindset, what it takes to create a scalable business, how to make an impact, the intricacies of funding, and much, much more. Plus, we ask the million dollar question, what does it really take to be unstoppable? Let's find out. Hi, everybody. It's Kara Golden, and we're here this morning with Holly Peterson from Fight Style. Thanks for coming in today, Holly.
Really
excited to have you.
Pleasure
so,
to be here.
On Unstoppable, we really talk about people who have built businesses that are, you know, sometimes going against the grain, sometimes doing things that are the impossible. And we are really excited to have Holly here to sort of tell her story of how she got started and where she is today. So welcome, Holly.
Thank you. So
let's start first by telling a little bit about yourself, where you came from.
Yep, with pleasure. So I am a California native and born and raised, happy to be a Northern California native specifically, but I've lived in both Southern California and Northern California. I've worked for several Fortune 500 companies, including Pepsi-Cola and Avion Natural Spring Water. Well, before Hint was around, I was selling water.
Interesting.
Yeah. So I know a lot about that industry, and it's super interesting. And then I decided that I wanted to really have my paycheck reflect my work ethic. And I decided to leave the industry and go into real estate. And I sold real estate here in San Francisco for just under a decade.
Wow.
And I loved it. So maybe that's how you know my
name. Yeah. I was thinking maybe that was it.
Well, I like to keep my clients guessing. So I was Holly McDonald, and then I was back to Holly Jacobson, and then I was Holly Peterson. So anyway, that's a whole nother story. but I sold real estate here for a long time, loved it, met my husband, and we just celebrated our 13-year anniversary last month.
That's awesome.
And then we are also celebrating our twins turning 12 this month. So
super great.
Had twins at 40. And when they were about 2, Carl asked me if I was willing to live in London. And would I move to London, and would I commit 7 years there? Which is quite a long time, because I thought I would never move, never remarry, never have children, and never, never, never. But I said, yeah, let's do it. I remarried. I had twins at 40. Let's move to London. Why not? So we lived in London for 7 years, and during that time, the idea of Fight came about, and I was traveling a lot, and, you know, being a mommy, as your kids start to get older, you know, you start to dress differently, you're a professional, and then you're a mommy, and then you want to be a professional again, or you want to be more put together, and I was looking for a t-shirt to wear with everything, something I could really care for at home that was easy to wear but still look stylish and chic, and I couldn't find one. So I decided, this is really odd. Should I make one? Maybe I should make one.
Super great.
So now I'm here.
So 7 years ago?
7 years.
Okay.
Long time.
And so talk more about, like, what really did you see in the market at that point?
Well, for me, I found t-shirts that were a little bit too sloppy, a little bit too, the fabric wasn't nice, the weight wasn't, you know, there, the feel wasn't great. I really wanted something that wasn't sloppy, that wasn't too, I could either, you know, wear it with jeans, or I would pay $500 for it.
Mm-hmm.
So I didn't want to, it doesn't matter if you can afford to spend $500 on a t-shirt or $30 on a t-shirt. I think that everybody should be able to buy one that is beautiful, that, you know, washes really well, that holds up, that looks great with everything. You don't have to choose whether or not you wear this shirt with these jeans or this shirt with this suit. It should be versatile, because, you know, we're traveling, we're moving around. I want to be efficient. I'm super efficient, by the way, in everything that I do. I love being efficient, and I love that in my wardrobe. I want it to be easy. I want it to be seamless. I want it to be chic. I want it to be, you know, fluid.
That's awesome. So you knew nothing about, I mean, you said you'd been in real estate, you'd been in beverage, you had, and I always talk about the brands that I see, especially today, as being the most successful, or really have the most legs, you know, for growing, are the ones that really solved a problem for the founder.
How often have you thought about learning a new language only to be stopped by that memory of yours from the last time you tried to learn a language when it didn't go so well? Okay, maybe it wasn't a language that you were interested in learning, or perhaps all those poorly written textbooks in your sixth grade class weren't that well written after all. I have a great tip for you. It's called Rosetta Stone. Rosetta Stone is the most trusted language learning program around, available on desktop or app. No matter where you choose to learn it or what platform you choose to learn on, Rosetta Stone works, and it truly immerses you in the language you choose to learn, quicker and easier than you ever imagined to. Maybe you're getting ready to travel abroad this summer and you want to learn a bit of Portuguese, let's say, before your trip. Rosetta Stone can help. I know this firsthand, as I did just this before traveling to Portugal last year. I learned Portuguese through Rosetta Stone, and by doing so, I not only got a better grasp of the spoken language of Portugal, but it got me very excited for the trip itself before I went. They even have a true accent feature that gives you feedback on your pronunciation as you are learning too. They've got you covered. Rosetta Stone's trusted experts are the real deal. They've been helping people just like you for over 30 years, helping millions of people to learn Spanish, French, Italian, German, Korean, Chinese, Japanese, Dutch, Arabic, Polish, and my favorite, Portuguese. The lessons are 5 to 10 minutes long and include practical exercises so that you can pick up the language naturally, first with words, then phrases, then sentences. No English translations either, so you really learn to speak, listen, and think in the language you are focused on, helping you get the long-term retention you are looking for. And who wouldn't want that? Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, the Kara Golden Show listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/today. That's 50% off, unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/today today.
Right? Yes, like they were looking 100%. For it, whether yes. it's, you know, your company or Spanx or Hint or,
yes.
I'm a huge believer in that. So what were kind of the first steps? I mean, it's like you decide to make a shirt. How did you even know?
It's the first thing I did was I started to talk to my friends and family because I was thinking, if I can't find the t-shirt, am I the only one?
Right.
I mean, do you need a t-shirt? Do you need a what t-shirts are you wearing? What do they look like? You know, what's the style? How do you feel in your t-shirt? How do you use it? You know, what's the need? I thought, I can't be the only one, right? And everybody was like, yep, we've been searching for that perfect t-shirt forever. Can't find it. Too sloppy, bad fabric, too expensive. You know, we want something that meets us in the middle that can be flexible. And I thought, okay, this is something. Everybody needs this t-shirt. Let's figure it out. But at the time, I was also moving halfway around the world.
And you had young kids.
I've got 9-year-olds.
Yeah.
I'm moving back to San Francisco, you know, trying to find a school. You know, all the fun stuff is really super relaxing.
Yeah.
And I knew that I wanted to keep the jobs here and I wanted it all to be close. So the first t-shirt I made was in Vietnam. I made a prototype. I thought, yeah, this is really good. I knew the shape. I wanted it to be feminine, but not too tight. I wanted it to drape beautifully. I wanted it to, you know, not be too masculine, too boxy. It just doesn't look good on the female.
My kind of shirt, figure. For sure.
Right. So, and we brought you one. We're hoping that you're going to put it on today while we talk.
Yeah,
and we can go through that. And I have a few things to share with you, but you know, finding the right partners here has been a really big goal for me because I wanted it to be close by so I could look at the manufacturing, so I could make sure that the fabric was done properly, that it was weaved here, that it was cut here, that it was made here, it was packaged here. I wanted everything to be in California next to me. And as you all know, that's extremely difficult.
Challenging, yeah. Can I see the shirt?
Yeah.
So
we brought you what I have on today.
And I love the packaging, too.
Thank you.
So
the packaging is on purpose.
Really
for
great.
For you to travel with it.
Amazing.
I will let you unfold.
Oh, my God. It feels amazing. Super great. Yeah, we should talk to you about potentially doing Hint shirts with these.
Yeah. This is my baby.
Is this the shirt you have on?
Yes.
Yeah,
this is the cashmere blend.
Wow.
So we weave the cashmere into the micromodal in Southern California, and it's to a specific weave for fight. I couldn't find the fabric I wanted. I knew what I wanted to feel like. I knew what I want, how I wanted it to look on the body, but I couldn't find the fabric. So we weave our own bespoke fabric.
That's so great. Wow, it feels super, super great. So it's cashmere.
It's a cashmere and micromodal blend. And the important thing about it is I wanted to be able to care for it at home.
Yeah.
Because I don't want to dry clean my t-shirt. I want to be able to travel with it. I want to wash it in the sink if I have to, shake it, hang it to dry, and still have it look exactly like it looks now. I have washed this one at least 25 times.
Amazing.
And it still looks
terrific.
Like this.
Yeah, it looks so amazing. And then lots of different colors or...
Lots of colors. So good basic colors. So black, white, and navy, what we started with. And we're now launching green, burgundy, and a gray.
That's amazing.
We're coming out with a blush this summer. We also have a linen line for the summer holidays because we all like to. And it's funny you say that. So I made this for myself. And then I made the linen line in black specifically because I wanted to wear black linen in the summer because I think it looks really chic. At night, during the day, all the time. So I made black linen.
That's
why not?
That's right? Terrific.
So I wanted to, you know, I am my client.
That's awesome.
Right?
That's
You're really your client.
Great. Yeah.
That's how we know.
So building this company, so we talked a little bit about that. You're based in the Presidio. And how many employees do you guys have now?
We are a small, lean team of three.
That's great.
And so we're just getting started. We've been in the market for about 2 years now. And it's taken me a good 2.5 years to get the fabric right, find the right, you know, partners to produce it in Southern California. And now we know that we have everything exactly the way we want it. And so we've been bringing it to market now.
That's awesome. And are you selling it online? Or
so we're online and we're in several boutiques across the country. And that piece is growing. It's a very experiential product. I don't know if you're willing, but maybe you could pop it on.
Yeah, while we're talking. I can put it on over this.
I think so, it's important to really feel the product and to, you know, experience it to know what it's like, because it's not just another t-shirt.
Well, it feels really amazing.
A beautiful fabric and the way that it fits.
And so have you self-funded the company today?
Self-funded.
And
yes.
Yeah, interesting.
Yeah.
And what do you think are like the biggest challenges that you have? I mean, besides like figuring out where to make it?
Well, I think, you know, really the biggest challenge was to ethically source it here in California and to make it here. Because, you know, it's easy to go to another country. It's easy. See, that's so pretty on you. It looks fantastic.
Even with my sweater underneath.
Even with your sweater. Yes.
Awesome.
For us, it was really important to keep the jobs here and to make sure that we could, you know, see the fabric being weaved, to make sure that it was done properly and that we were monitoring all the outcomes, because it's a very luxurious fabric. And if you don't watch it, every single roll has to be monitored.
Yeah.
And to find the right people to do that, it's taken us years.
A long time. Yeah.
Years
to be able to do it.
To do that.
Yeah.
So we're a team of three and we're in the Presidio, like you said, but we are working with partners that really are looking for the one piece that can pull all their outfits together. So online, we're showing people, look, you can wear what I have on today with some slacks. You can put your trainers on. You can put your raincoat on and still look chic and put together. I put my shoes on. I have heels with my jacket. Still look put together during the day for work.
That's great.
It's a super flexible piece.
Yeah, that's awesome. That's really great. There's so many of these companies that are starting. I'm just thinking of Birdies down the street too. And that I really... One thing that we were talking about this dinner I was at last night, but it was interesting because the sort of theme was how people are really going back to figuring out what do they actually need from a shopping perspective, and kind of this mass thing is, it's been ending, I think, for a while. I mean, I've certainly like more boutique sort of shopping versus like the, you know, large mass department stores, unless I need to, you know, buy kind of commodity stuff like at a Target or whatever. But the sort of clothing stores that are kind of selling mass today, I think that, you know, they're closing, right? For the most part, all over the place. And so I think that these smaller stores, small format kind of companies are really, you know, solving a problem for people, whether it's, you know, the Birdies concept of doing, you know, the slipper like things that people can just wear around, or a product like yours too. I think it's...
Well, you probably heard yesterday that Goldman Sachs announced they're having a more relaxed dress code. So they actually put it in writing.
Wow, that's amazing.
I think, you know, the progression and on trend today is fewer, finer things. Things that can be, you know, worn day and night with a suit or with jeans, but still look very put together. I think the message of Fight is, we are a really pretty, beautiful fitted tee, but it is an elevated tee that you can wear under your suit or with your jeans. And it's interesting because I think history repeats itself. So you remember in the 70s, where we went to the casual business wear, and now it's a relaxed environment, but you still need to look put together and you still need to be ready for whatever that day has in store for you. So if you're at Goldman Sachs, you have on your slacks and a really beautiful, comfortable t-shirt, you should be able to pop on your trainers and a fun jacket and go to quiz night. Oh. Or you can pop on your boots and your jacket and you can have your pop-up client meeting. Yeah. So I think having a flexible wardrobe that is still chic and pretty is the trend, like the birdies and the fight and pairing everything together in a way that is, you know, takes you to New York or takes you to the beach.
Yeah. No, absolutely. Absolutely. So a couple more things that I want to talk to you about. So the Dress for Success program, can you talk a little bit about that? I mean, I think more and more companies are figuring out their philanthropy or their social good and really sharing that with their customers or potential customers. And I'd love to hear why you chose Dress for Success.
When I was fortunate enough to stay home with my kids for many years, I did a lot of philanthropy work because I think that working in general is very good for your mind and it keeps you engaged and it keeps you connected to society and it keeps, you know, just a really healthy mindset. Mm-hmm. And I love Dress for Success. You know, their goal is to bring women to the table, really prepare them for the interview and to be gainfully employed. And in the end, I think that's what everybody wants. We want to be employed. We want to feel it gives you self-worth. It gives you pride. You know, it starts the ball rolling into setting the example for your family and your daughters and your sisters. And I love the fact that we can donate shirts so they can look and feel their best, and also our time and energy, and help them prepare for the interview and teach them how to ask for the job and get the job and keep the job. So, you know, that was just a perfect marry for Fight, because we want people to feel comfortable and look good, whether it's me, you, or anyone else that's working at the hotel or at a restaurant. You still, if you look good, you feel good.
Yeah.
And that comes across in everything you do.
Totally. Just giving people more confidence.
Yes, 100%. And I really enjoy working with the ladies there, because I think when they see us and we say, look, you're worth it, let's get you dressed, let's get you the interview, let's get you the job. And then they get to come back.
That's awesome.
And they get three more outfits. So, you know, then we can kind of pair them together and say, you can wear this during the day, you can wear this at night, you can wear this at work. It's really hands-on. We love that part.
I was just at a women's weekend this last weekend with 20 other women, and Dress for Success was, we all had to bring something for it. Yeah. And so it's, I think it's great. And I think it's great that women are giving their time back to an organization.
We're also going to do some trunk shows coming up, where, because I realize they need handbags and they need shoes. And as the workplace changes, the clothes that are donated need to adjust and change too. So we're trying to really help them get what they need in order to service,
that's awesome,
you know, each lady in the way that she needs.
Yeah. Well, and your clothes are perfect. They're easy. Yeah. They don't need a lot of ironing.
No.
Yeah. So
exactly.
It's awesome.
And they can care for them at home.
Yeah, more than anything. So that's awesome. So what did you think was the most difficult part in actually starting this company? So
the most difficult part by far was making the fabric, getting the fabric made to a standard that was acceptable for me. I really wanted to have a certain weight and a certain look, and it just didn't exist.
Yeah.
So you can buy fabric that's inexpensive, and we see that everywhere. And to really build your own fabric and build the look of the t-shirt and the way it drapes and the way it washes, it was really weaving that fabric. It took time and energy, but it was worth it.
Yeah.
I mean, once you get there and you have the product that's beautiful and it's exactly the way you want it to represent the brand and who we are as people. We're different, we're versatile, we're flexible. We need our clothes to be that way too.
That's awesome. And then how did you, what was your first sale? How did you end up like getting it out there? Was it retail? Was it online?
Really, it was a trunk show at my house. So invited friends and family, and they were like, wow, this is really beautiful. This is really great. I'm like, yeah, I'm not.
So you tapped into your existing network.
Yes.
And they came over.
We had a lovely trunk show and we sold 150 t-shirts in 4 hours. It was crazy.
That's insane.
And the best part about it is really them coming back. So I think that it's easy for people to experience something once, but for them to want another one and to come back and to get other colors and to explain to me that, yes, this is exactly what I've been looking for. I really love this t-shirt. I love the packaging. I can use it to travel and
give it as gifts.
And, yes.
Yeah.
Which is what's been happening. So
I found when we were starting Hint, I mean, we used to live just up the road and we were right across from a school. And during school drop-off, I would see some that my kids didn't go to that school, but I would see some of the parents that I knew in school, and we were like coming up with new flavors. And so I'd walk up to their car and say, can you try the product? And I still run into people 14 years later who are like, I remember when you were just starting that. But the ownership of like feeling like I was there when you were like first starting this. And so I bet you'll run into people along the way who were at your first trunk show. And,
I have friends that helped during my first trunk shows that were working for free.
Yeah.
Right. They're like, look, we'll just help you out. So,
which is amazing.
Great. Thank you. I think just seeing, when you go to events and you run into friends and they're like, I've got my fight on. It's under my sweater, but it's cold, so I've got my fight on, or it's under their jacket. That's when you think, oh, that's great.
They love it. Yeah, no, I think that's really great. So I get asked a lot, like, how do you actually get started? So, you talked about that, like figuring out what was the problem you had to solve around the actual materials, and then also tapping into your community, I think is such a huge thing that people just don't really even think about, that is such a massive, especially if you had a big community
here.
Word of
mouth and referral is the best client ever.
Right. All the way along the journey, I think more than anything. And so on your site, you have a quote, if you obey all the rules, you miss all the fun. I love that. That's so great. So what does this quote mean to you?
Well, I just think that, we are often told to stay in your lane, do what you know, I think that we need to experiment and try different things and go in other lanes and know that you can learn new, ideas and, be willing to be open at all times. Because my grandfather used to tell me, when you stop learning and you stop trying new things and new ideas, then it's over.
Yeah, I agree. So, that's such great advice.
At 50, at 52, at 55, at 25, at 70, don't be afraid to start something new.
That's amazing. So where do people find you?
So they find us online, fightstyle.com.
Okay.
And we are in several boutiques that are listed on our website.
F-I-T-E.
F-I-T-E.
Style.com.
Which started as a fit tee and evolved into a luxury t-shirt you can wear with everything. But we're online at fightstyle.com and we're in several boutiques. We're at Betty Lynn here in San Francisco on Sacramento Street and many other places. We're in New York now and Texas and Ohio. And, we're in the boutiques where the discerning shopper is. I mean, she knows what she wants to wear and she wants it to be really absolutely beautiful.
So I have some ideas, but what makes you unstoppable?
Well, I am 150% sure that the product is beautiful and that it's exactly what I want to wear. And because of that, because I am my own customer, I know that people will love it. They just have to put it on and wear it one day and they fall in love.
Well, I love it. I'm wearing it right now. I wish you all could see this.
Thank you.
For those who are listening, but very, very excited. Holly, thank you so much for coming in. And we're really excited for all your success. And we'll be watching you and very, very excited. So
thanks
so much.
Thank you for having me. Thank you for having Fight.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you.
If you like what you heard, please help spread the word and leave us a review. You can also follow along with me on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and LinkedIn at Kara Golden. Do you have a question for me or want to nominate an innovator to spotlight? Please talk to me at Kara Golden on Twitter. Thanks so much for listening. Until next time, be unstoppable.